What's up, guys? Welcome to the Extremely Biased Sports Podcast. We're your hosts, like every time. I'm Alex.
I'm Jerry.
And I'm Nick.
All right, guys. So how were your weekends this weekend in fantasy? I had a pretty shitty weekend again.
I don't like this fucking game anymore.
I need AJ Brown to get shot on the field.
No, dude. Me? My team? Trash. Amari Cooper, number two wide receiver in fantasy coming into this week. 4 points. Let's go, baby.
Who's number one?
I don't know. Maybe Metcalf. I don't know.
I mean, he had a great game.
Oh, maybe D-Hop, too. D-Hop's just...
It could be D-Hop.
Gathering targets by Kyler Murray.
It's really annoying, especially this week.
Every time you see a highlight of the Cardinals, it's only Kyler Murray or Kyler Murray to
D-Hop.
D-Hop. It's no one else.
If there was any other week, I'd be fine with that. But I'm playing against a guy who has D-Hop, so I'm just screwing myself over.
It's terrible.
But I love seeing Kyler Murray run.
I hate that offense. It's so, like...
I love watching Kyler Murray run.
He looks like a gummy bear. It's so cute.
Funny.
He looks like when he let the kids out in recess, bro.
He looks like the kid that shouldn't be holding something, and you're like, "Hey, like drop that," and they run away. Yeah. That's so good.
But bro,
he runs like your dog when he has like food in his mouth. Okay, like,
hey. It's the funniest thing.
But fuck, bro, this week was rough again. You know, I need Josh Allen to have a phenomenal game for me to have a chance this week. And it's a very, very small chance. I need 30 points from Steven Gostkowski and like
Jesus
40.
Jesus Christ.
And 40 from...
I just need like 16 and a half from Diggs.
Even with this like exaggerated like numbers that I'm giving you, yeah. I still would lose. I need more.
Are you kidding me?
So you're not going to win this week. And like 42.
So you're going to be like 1-4.
Yeah, I am. I was planning on that though. That's not that big a deal. You showed off 0-7 last year.
I was 1-7.
All right, 1-7. All right.
No, I was 0-7, and then I finished exactly. 6-8 or something like that.
There's room for me to come back.
There's room for improvement.
I just need running backs because my star running backs all got fucking torn something.
I got the running back that I told you to get the other day.
Yeah.
On the car ride back from Kansas, I was like, try to get David Montgomery. Try to get David Montgomery. He's like, nah.
Tariq Cohen got hurt. I was just trying to pick up Miles Sanders, and then he fucking popped off this week, and Steven's going to be an asshole about it and not pick him to me. It's unfair.
I just fucking hate.
That's fine.
I just hate this game so much.
Yeah, honestly, like, we just think about leaving and never coming back.
But McCaffrey might come back this week.
That's true. Well, he's placed off of IR, but I don't know.
You know,
he's
gonna come back. If I'm the Panthers, right? And this is like something, like, I was trying to trade with a guy for McCaffrey in another league, right?
Yeah.
And then, like, I'm thinking, like, the Panthers are rebuilding, right? They're winning games. Right?
Yeah.
Like, I'll give that.
They're 3-2. They're tied.
Like, why would I come back and give McCaffrey like the full workload that he usually gets, like receiving?
Because you're
paying
him like $16 million a year.
Yeah, but then again, once you get the team to where you want it to be, like you don't want them to be like run down. That happens to a lot of running backs. You overwork them and then they're going to come back. So it's like, I'm not saying they're going to split like a 50-50 workload because obviously McCaffrey is better than
like 70-30.
70-30. I see that. They'll alleviate some of it. You get that?
I guess because I don't think they should fully rotate it like Kareem Hunt and Nick Chubb, but
they're not gonna do something like that. I mean that's one where it's like it's not that Nick Chubb's bad; it's that Kareem Hunt's so good and they're like so equally like
they're
talented.
Like, they do have equal skill, so it's like you have to take advantage of like and like psych out defenses.
But now with
that's
Chubb
annoying
out,
on a fantasy standpoint, but like
it's
actually not because they get an like equal amount of points.
And that's specific,
but one could get more.
One gets more. The last week. Before he got injured, and like Nick Chubb had like 24 and like Kareem had like 27, but it's still like
like fucking Julio Jones and Calvin Ridley when I played Jerry week one.
That was funny.
Julio Jones gave me like 25 and then fucking gave Calvin Ridley 30. It was like fucking so annoying.
Yeah.
All right, guys. So we gotta talk about our performance of the week to start off. Who you guys got?
I have Alex Smith just for coming back. No reason.
He had performance of the week, not like emotional.
But
of the week.
This is
I'll let this one slide.
This is emotional for me. I mean, he only had 37 yards.
He only had 37?
Yeah, 9 for 17.
That's 37 more than me.
That is 37 more. He made it. He made it. But it's like, you know, good for you.
I give him a pass because it was his first time back coming out for like that fucking terrible injury. And he played Aaron Donald the first game.
That must be terrifying.
The worst possible matchup you could have run him
back. I wonder who thought it was a good idea.
Bro, did you see
Washington?
Well, they didn't have a choice.
Obviously.
Dwayne Haskins, they made him inactive and they put him down to the third string quarterback.
That's so stupid. He just threw 300 yards for the first time. And then you're just like,
no.
What?
They apparently he was bragging about his stats in the locker room after.
Oh, that's funny. Oh my god,
that's funny.
And he's not playing good. He threw 300 yards, yeah, but he threw like two picks or something like that.
That's hilarious. I didn't know that.
He was bragging about it. Apparently, they're trying to trade him.
Yeah, they put him up for trade.
He like okay, like when you think about it, like I didn't think about it that bad in the moment, right? But like last year when they won the first game of the season, he went to the fans and took a selfie.
He did do
and
that.
And he missed the last play of the game. He missed because he was supposed to go in and kneel.
I remember that, yeah.
He's a fucking idiot.
I remember that.
Bozo.
That you know.
I don't know. That's like not the worst thing ever, but it's I get it. I get it. All
right. Who you got, Nick?
I got Herbie Fully Loaded.
I agree with this Herbie one. I co-signed this one.
Justin Herbert. Passing yards, he had 260 or something like that. So it wasn't like a great like Russell Wilson or Dak, but like he four touchdowns, Monday zero interceptions. Monday Night Football, his first Monday Night Football game against the Saints. Amazing. Like he kept the Chargers in there for a while. Like I thought it was gonna be a complete blowout by the Saints. And I'm kind of like I'm kind of scared like how close that game was.
I chose the Chargers to win.
I know you did.
Yeah.
I'm glad they lost.
Bro, it was super fucking close. Get out of here.
It was close, but like
my thing was like, oh, if Michael Thomas played, the Saints would win. If he didn't, the Chargers were gonna win. It was very close.
He didn't play, and the Saints still won. So you're false. Also
the Saints. You're false. I mean, not the Saints. The Chargers kicker, who is from the U, by the way.
Oh, for real?
He trademarked the name Money. I think it was Money Badger or something like that. Because last name is Michael Badgley.
Did he really?
And he missed.
That's so funny.
He missed the field goal, and I think he missed an extra point or something like that.
I know he missed an extra point. I know that.
Yeah.
And it's funny because like. Herbie's been playing great, but he's 0-4. So, like, no one's really caring about that.
Yeah, I know, but he like, every time he's seen the ball, fault. Did you see the touchdown that he threw to Keenan Allen, which is on the run? A dime. Yeah,
he's playing great. It's just since he's not winning, no one really cares.
Yeah, it sucks. It's because of the defense. Like, I mean, he scored 27 this week and he fucking lost. It's not his fault. But he's balling out.
I like him.
I was super low. Yeah, I remember this. Draft. I hated
so
him.
Low, so low.
And I told you guys when he first started, like, he's going to be great. You're like, I don't know. I still like Tyrod. But the Chargers doctor.
The thing is, I don't think
he's tired of being a Hard Knocks.
I don't think he'd replicate this like in the Dolphins. So like
who?
Probably not.
Herbie?
I mean,
oh no.
The Chargers weren't like a normal like top five pick team or whatever, six pick, whatever. Like they're not normal because it was just like one bad season where like everyone was fucking hurt last year. Mm-hmm. I'm not a Chargers fan. I don't really know who.
Me either.
They just ended up there. Fucking but he has Keenan Allen who's like you guys are making fun of this, but he probably is like a top 10 receiver in the NFL now.
Yeah, but he's not better than Mike Evans.
Better than Mike Evans, bro. Get out
Shut
of here.
The fuck
no,
up.
I'm joking. You can say whatever you want. Keenan Allen is a better route runner than Mike Evans.
Probably.
He has nice route running, but like.
Mike Evans is just bigger and faster.
I'm not denying his skill, but when he made it's that nasty. Claim saying but, that he's better than Mike Evans, I disagreed with him.
But then now he has Mike Williams, too. Mike Williams
had a great game.
Not really. He's okay. Honestly, like Mike Williams isn't that great.
No.
He's just really a deep threat, but he's perfect for that. That's what he does. And that's what Keenan Allen can do. So like they complement each other well. Then you have Austin Ekeler. And they have a nice stable of running backs. They have Justin Jackson. Great offense. And yeah, I know I say this about every team. Best offense. No, I'm joking. They don't have the best offensive line.
I'm going to throw out a bold statement. Herbie might be offensive rookie of the year.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Probably. I'm trying to think who else.
Joe Burrow.
Maybe.
It's literally between those two.
And he's won a game.
Who I think should get it, in all honesty, is Jonathan Taylor. But
he might win it.
That's what I was saying about.
If he gets over like 1,000 yards or 1,200 yards,
he'll definitely win it. But the way you know Herbie be going, who knows?
I mean, it depends if Herbert because he started most of the games. It wasn't like I think. Well, it's pretty similar to Baker Mayfield.
Yeah,
like his rookie year and how and he didn't win it because Saquon has started all 16 games and he didn't.
Yeah, and but at the same time, it's like, I mean, last year they gave it to Kyler, but I think it should have been Josh Jacobs. I think just Josh Jacobs outperformed him.
Josh Jacobs is a god.
So
even though he's been doing trash.
This could go either way.
Yep.
I would even like it to be Justin Jefferson, but
I think Herbert would need to break Baker Mayfield's passing touchdown record.
Probably.
Which is?
I think it's 27.
Okay.
Yeah. But he's been doing nasty. I have to give him the
pretty good.
I like
performance of the week from me is going to another rookie. Probably not going to win offensive rookie of the year because he's missed a couple of games, but Henry Ruggs. He only had two catches. But he had 118 yards and two touchdowns.
Wild, right?
He had one catch for 77 and another one for 46.
Are you fucking kidding me?
I'm not fucking joking with you.
Wild.
What the hell?
That's like super similar to like Randy Moss. Like I don't know if you guys have seen, but he had like the three catch. He had a game with three catches, 160 yards and 3 touchdowns.
That's absolutely wild.
That's crazy.
That's fucking crazy.
But yeah, Henry Ruggs, like, when he's in the game, and we're going to talk about the Raiders in a little bit, but, like, when he's in the game for the Raiders, it's a completely different offense. And Derek Carr reclaiming his old self.
Yep.
He's what that team needed, which I'm happy.
I always like Derek Carr. Stretch.
They needed a threat. It's almost like quarterbacks play better when you give them a good wide receiver.
Almost.
It's almost like. I know, right? Like, now, some teams should really learn that lesson.
Now, could you imagine what would have happened if you had Henry Ruggs and AB on that team? Darren Waller, Josh Jacobs.
Well, okay, if you had AB, you wouldn't need Henry Ruggs.
You wouldn't need Henry Ruggs because he is Henry
Ruggs. Like, you have Aaron Rodgers. You don't need Jordan Love, but you still pick him. So teams team make dumb picks.
Even with that, that's still a dumb pick. But the thing is also the Raiders do like to have a very fast offense. Mm-hmm. So maybe they would have picked Henry Ruggs just because they wanted someone fast. Exactly.
You never know.
But
it's a big what if.
But still, Henry Ruggs fits that offense perfectly. They're a completely different offense when he's there. Like, they just... He opens up the game for Josh Jacobs. So, like, literally every game that he didn't play, Josh Jacobs did bad. Because they just stacked the box. And they're like, oh, what are you going to do? You're going to throw a 5-yard pass to Darren Waller? It's fucking annoying. But whatever. We support the Raiders in this podcast?
We do.
I like the Raiders.
I do like the Raiders.
I like both Raiders. Vegas and Oakland. But I love the Vegas Raiders and their new stadium.
The Death Star.
The Death Star. It's just fire. Got to go to a game next year.
I do.
All right. So we're going to get into our NFL news. All right. It's been a long time coming, boys. But finally, head coach of the Falcons, Dan Quinn, got fired.
It's about damn time, baby.
The Falcons finally came to their senses and fired him and the GM. I don't know what the fuck they're doing on that team because the team has like a top 5 offense in the NFL, like in terms of like personnel.
Yeah.
And their defense is literally like the worst. Like, I don't know anybody from their defense.
I don't know if it's the worst, though. I don't know.
I literally think it's ranked 31st and 32nd.
Is it really?
Yeah, it's that bad. It's that bad. All right, so this is pretty much the same question that I asked last week where I said there was going to be Dan Quinn after a lot of people, like, you know, a lot of people knew it was going to be Dan Quinn.
We knew.
Who do you guys think is next?
Matt Patricia.
Me too. I agree.
Fucking, I think it's going to be Adam Gase.
I don't think the Jets are smart enough to move on from Gase.
Exactly.
The Lions, they're not smart enough either because it took them 4 seasons to realize this. Yeah. Or 3 seasons.
So he had a lot of fixing to do.
Yeah, he comes in, and I told you that in the group chat when I was making like saying it sarcastically. Mm-hmm. He comes in, he says he had a lot of work to do. But this man took over a 7-9 team. It's not like he took over like the fucking Bengals. Like, he took over like one of the worst teams.
The season before that, they were like, what, 11-5?
Yeah, because they would turn the ball over that one year.
They were a fine football team.
They were a really good team. They loved their head coach. Like, the players, like, once they fired Jim Caldwell, the players went to the GM and were like, bro, like, don't do that. Like, we love this guy, and, like, we just made the mistakes last year. It wasn't his fault or whatever. Then you bring in Patricia. He gets rid of Darius Slay by being, like, a retard.
God.
Right? Did you ever hear about that? What do you think of Darius Slay? Fucking moron.
You know who he reminds me of?
Who?
Tunis.
Matt Patricia?
Yeah.
He looks like him, but... Tunis is a way higher IQ.
Yeah, not personality, I think, just like it looks.
Oh, yeah, look-wise, yeah.
Shout out to Tunis. This is just like another example. Like, the thing with Brian, like, a lot of the Belichick disciples, right? When they're under Belichick, players love them because they're being themselves.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When they get hired to be a head coach, they try and be Belichick. They don't try and be themselves.
That's why the Belichick system doesn't transfer over. It's not the Belichick, but like the Patriot way.
Yeah.
It doesn't translate anywhere but the fucking Patriots. And people don't get that.
Like, yeah, it's like the thing I see with Brian Flores is that is Brian Flores' personality. Like, he's very serious. Like, yeah, so it works for him, and that's why it's working for the Dolphins right now. They're not winning a bunch of games, but like, everyone knows that the Dolphins are a team that's up and coming.
At least they're a team that's pretty well coached and is just needs some pieces.
Yeah, exactly. But fucking Detroit, like, and all the Belichick disciples do this. They bring in players that played for the Patriots. I think that's going to change things. Like, no. Like,
yeah.
You're not going to do that. And I know players love Matt Patricia when they're on the Patriots, but like, Darius Slay fucking hated him when he was in Detroit.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, because sometimes you just try too hard and it's like, whatever. But I think he's next.
I hope he's next.
I hope they're both next. Like, back to back.
Adam Gase is like, just go 0-16 and keep him around. That's it. I'm really rooting for that 0-16.
Adam Gase always deserves to have a job in the NFL. He's the greatest offensive mind of our generation.
I've never seen a better offensive mind in my entire life.
It's so funny.
18 years of watching football, I've never seen a better one.
I think he's last in points and second to last in yards. I want to know who's last in yards. That coach deserves to be fired. You're worse than Gase.
Could it be like Doug Marrone or something like that?
No, I don't think so. I mean, this guy threw for 300 yards this weekend. I don't think Sam Darnold's throwing for 300 yards.
It's kind of like the same thing with Doug Marrone, where it's like teams are just that stupid, which is why I don't think Adam Gase will get fired. Doug Marrone should have gotten fired like 3 years ago.
No, wait. I hate Doug Marrone, right? The year after the they went to the conference championship, he should have been fired. I agree. Exactly. Right?
That's what I'm saying.
But then the thing, they gave him this extra year. First of all, because like, who the fuck are you going to hire to be a head coach, right? And second of all, was because the problem was Tom Coughlin. It wasn't that the coaches hated Doug Marrone. It was the coaches, the player, I mean, it wasn't that the players hated Doug Marrone. They hated Tom Coughlin.
Yeah, I heard about that.
Yeah, like he would like put in like super strict penalties for them for like missing practice and shit like that.
Yeah, that was where the whole Jalen Ramsey.
The Jalen Ramsey's problem was like, bro, you're not talking to me like a man. You're talking to me like I'm a 5-year-old kid. Yeah. So that's the problem there. So they fired Tom Coughlin and gave him an extra year. But the truth is, they're probably going to be tanking this year. So they probably didn't want to bring in a coach for the tank. And then bring in, like, get me tank and then just hire a new coach next year. This probably wasn't going to end up happening in Jacksonville. But he'll probably go at the end of the season.
If maybe.
They hopefully. Continue the way they're going. hopefully. Yeah. I agree. I mean, hopefully they can get someone like Eric Bieniemy, even though I think he's probably going to end up going to the Texans or somewhere like that.
Maybe.
Yeah. All right. So the other news we got, Dak Prescott.
Jeez.
Oh, my God. Right?
This sucks because, you know, like I don't hate Dak Prescott. I hate Dak Prescott fans, right? And I felt so bad for him when he fucking should've suffered a compound fracture.
That shit sucked. Should've
broke my heart.
Yeah, that shit sucks.
He was having a great year, like winning wise. No, but like as a quarterback, passing yeah,
numbers
yards,
wise, he fucking had.
He could have been in the running for MVP if he kept up.
A lot of people had him in there.
No, I mean you have to win games to win MVP. He would have to like win 11 games to win MVP.
Yeah.
This. I don't want to talk about this because we're talking about his fracture. Okay, that's make me seem like I'm like happy that he got hurt. I'm not happy that he got hurt at all.
Mm-hmm. It's just sad to see it.
Yeah, it sucks. And I saw that actually like before you guys got here, Gordon Hayward sent out a tweet.
Oh yeah, like I know what it's like, you know what I mean? Reach out, you know what I mean?
He said, oh, like it helped me a lot of my recovery when I was talking to Paul George about it. Mm-hmm. Pandemic P, you know, we love him on this podcast about it. He's like, oh, if you need someone to talk to, like reach out to me. So it's happy to see everyone, but like we gotta talk about how do you think the Cowboys respond to this, and where does the rest of the league stand after this?
How do I want them to respond, or how they will?
I have some pretty bold opinions, but you can go.
Because I think they should give him like the big contract that he wants, because this is exactly the reason why he wanted his money.
It's like, all right, like this is
45 million, probably not, but 40 million, yeah. Give him $38 to $40 million.
How much is Russell Wilson on? Like 30?
35.
He does not deserve to get paid more than Russell Wilson. That's bullshit.
That's 100%. All right? Yeah.
Even if it's market value, he should still be below market. I think, okay.
But I'm saying like that's why he wanted his money.
I don't think the Cowboys are going to give him that contract, but I think the Cowboys are going to give him a big
contract. I'll say that. Why I want them to do is that they're not going to.
I don't think so, because the truth is like once you give like a quarterback a big contract like that, you have to stop. You have to start taking away the pieces. And the truth is like they already gave Amari Cooper $100 million.
Jesus Christ.
Right? They gave Zeke $90 million or something like that.
Something like that.
Right? So he's the only reason he's putting up those numbers because of those, because he has Amari Cooper and he has Zeke. Zeke's led the league in rushing twice.
And CeeDee Lamb.
And now, yeah, they drafted CeeDee Lamb. They drafted Michael Gallup. Truth is, in a couple years, you're going to have to get rid of those guys because they're not going to be able to pay them. Or at least, hopefully, by the time CeeDee Lamb's helped for an extension, they're going to get rid of Amari Cooper, probably. But fucking... So once you do that, like, you can't harm your team because you want to pay one guy. So I think they're probably going to end up giving, like, a 3-year contract. Which, in the end, is actually what he wanted. But... I think after this, you're going to start seeing a lot more players hold out.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Because of this. Because, mm-hmm. like, Dak took the risk and he bet on himself because he had never been hurt before. And then the 1 year that he needed to, he got hurt, which sucks. So, but the thing is, if Andy Dalton comes in and starts winning games, like, he might have just fucking, like, fucked himself over. And that truly sucks. Like, let's say the Cowboys end up going, like, 11-5 or whatever, which isn't going to happen. No. It's not going to happen. But let's say, like... They make the playoffs with a winning record, 10-6 still. The way they're going, they weren't going to win 10 games.
Yeah.
A lot of players are going to hold back. A lot of people in these contracts, like, you know, do what other players have done in the past. We've seen it before, right? Because you can't lose your market value. You can't lose your value, period.
Yeah.
It's so sad. I feel like they're gonna give him a big contract anyways. They should give him a 3-year.
Well, this last year the last day to like negotiate for an extension and like the deadline,
mm-hmm.
like they offered him a contract and he was gonna go accept it, but he got to the facility late and he wasn't able to sign it or something like that.
Really?
Yeah. So he almost had a deal done, but truth is like now the thing is that he loses all his leverage in negotiating for more money.
Exactly.
So that sucks. But
it's an unfortunate situation, but the league will learn. That's all I have to say.
Oh, yeah.
You guys basically said everything I was going to say.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, the players aren't going to be stupid. Now you're going to you're going to see quarterbacks hold out because, like, a lot of people always say, like, oh, quarterbacks don't really need to hold out because, like, the truth is, like, not really at risk of injury because you're not getting hit that much, but you fucking saw it right now.
Yeah.
And it sucks. And he went out with class. Like, he didn't fucking, I don't know if you guys remember Earl Thomas.
Oh, yeah.
He went out and he fucking flicked the bird to the Seahawks management.
And everyone
went out crying. You could tell he was in pain. That shit sucks. That was a very gruesome injury. Yeah. I didn't see it at first. And then I saw, like, replays of it. Disgusting. But I don't know. I hope he's able to get back. Obviously, we talked about Alex Smith already. Mm-hmm. But the thing with Alex Smith, like, he had a similar thing somewhat, but his got infected. And since, like, Dak Prescott's ankle broke skin, like, there's a possible chance of that. So if that does happen, then the Cowboys probably won't pay him a lot.
Pay him.
Which sucks.
Or pay him at all.
But the thing is also, like, if the Cowboys end up being in the top five picks, do you think, guys think they'll give him the contract or will they take a quarterback?
They'll take a quarterback.
You think so?
They'll take, like, Trey Lance.
Trey Lance.
And just move on. Boy.
I don't know. I don't know the upcoming quarterbacks.
It's three. There's the top three are probably going to go in the top five picks are Trey Lance, Justin Fields from Ohio State,
and Trevor Lawrence.
Trevor Lawrence is going to go number one.
Yeah.
Right? Unless something crazy happens like we saw last year.
Yeah.
With Joe Burrow.
One of them throws for 60. But the thing is, in this like college season, which has been super strange,
and super
Trey Lance isn't even playing a season. The way his college did it, I think it's North Dakota State.
Mm-hmm.
They just gave him like a one game showcase for him to just go out there and play, and then just like have everyone look.
Oh wow! Like that's like his film,
and that sucks because like
yeah.
What if he did? Goddamn! Excuse me. What if he did bad that one game and he didn't have a great game? He already played it. He had two touchdowns, one pick, which he didn't throw a pick all of last year. So he did one more pick than he did all of last year, and then he had like two rushing touchdowns or something like that. Which sucks.
Yeah,
that's a dumb way to do it.
I don't know, but if you're a top five team, you know, not to get too off topic, but if you're like a top five team in that regard, well, now like for example, like the Cowboys, maybe the Jaguars, maybe like something like that, you just do it.
And the truth is, the Cowboys like taking on a quarterback on your rookie contract that would help the team a lot because they have a lot of money tied up in a lot and a very little amount of players.
And that's what like go too off topic. I'm concerned about the Chiefs. Like, how the fuck are they paying all these people?
I don't understand.
I don't understand, especially with Mahomes' contract. Like, how can you afford to keep everyone there?
I heard that Mahomes' contract was very team friendly.
Yeah, but I don't understand. I don't see how
they need to buy this podcast for a very team friendly deal of $500 million.
I would like that.
I'll settle for the fucking franchise tag at this point.
Right? I don't know whose agent is. Contact us immediately.
Because I remember when the deal got like finalized and it was like announced, some guy like broke it up into like a spreadsheet and said like, how is it team friendly? But like, I couldn't understand it.
Okay, I'm assuming the way they're saying it is because like, I think the max he can make per year is like 45 million or something, or 50 million maybe. Yeah. But the way the market's going for quarterbacks is that like, by the time his contract's up, quarterbacks are probably gonna be making a lot more than him. So like, that's why like, you don't negotiate like a really long-term deal like that normally. Yeah. But the thing is, I think he's just happy in Kansas City. He doesn't want to leave. So he's just like, sign me. Yeah. I'm not going to leave.
It's just a bit. I'm really want to see how they're fucking going to do that. Because I think Tyreek's up soon. Sammy Watkins.
I know a lot of people have been talking about them trading like, Travis Kelce like a year before his contract's up.
What?
Yeah, that sucks. But yeah, it's going to end up happening.
That's going to be wild.
Yeah, it's going to be strange. But I think they have a good enough management where they'll be able to replace those players. A lot of that happens to a lot of teams where they're like, like what you're talking about happens where they can't retain everybody. And they start lacking players, but then they start replacing them.
Yeah.
So we'll see. But moving on, we're going to be talking about the games from week 5 that stood out to us, right? So we got to talk about the Colts versus the Browns, all right? I'm not saying I called it, all right? But after week 1, I said if the Browns go on a 6-game winning streak, they might make the playoffs. We're 4 games in, baby.
I don't think they're making the playoffs, though.
You are.
They're not winning next week, but they'll probably win the playoffs.
They're probably going to be in the playoffs. I agree.
They might be, but they're not winning next week.
They're winning next week.
Easy. But like how? Because you have the Steelers and the Ravens up in there.
Oh, it's seven. It's 7 teams are allowed in the playoffs. Uh-huh. So then the Steelers would take one of them, and the Browns would take another. And in reality, the AFC, like they're pretty high on the AFC, and they're only second in the division.
They're tied for second with the Ravens.
Yeah,
yeah. Because we have the cheaters over there, bro. Haven't played a game. What's wrong with you guys?
It's Tennessee's fault.
Undefeated.
So you're buying them as a playoff team?
Yeah, probably.
You're not? Why are you not buying them as a playoff team? I want to hear your reasoning.
Well, to be quite honest, I think there's like a spot. Like if you told me like I forgot there were 7 teams in the playoffs, so I would be like, no, there's no spot for them. But now, like, I could see them, but And their schedule is pretty fucking easy.
Is it actually?
Yeah. So, really? So they play, I have it right here. They play the Steelers, then the Bengals, dub. Dub. Raiders might be a hard game. Then it's Texans, Eagles, Jaguars.
Hey, the Eagles, Super Bowl threat.
So those are three W's right there. And then they play the Titans, the Ravens, and then it's the Giants, Jets, and Steelers again. Like, they have a pretty easy... Hey,
they have a good schedule.
Put some respect on the Jets' name, all right? It takes effort being that bad, all right? It
takes a lot of heart to be a Jet.
All right? But no, the Browns, I think, are actually like a legitimate...
They look good.
Bro, they're first in rushing yards. They're second in yards per carry, right? So they're running the ball and running the ball efficiently. So that's fire. And obviously that opens up the passing game for Baker Mayfield.
Yep.
Opens him up. And then their defense is actually third to last. Their pass defense is trash. Right, the third to last in passing yards allowed. They're second in interceptions, though. So they make plays. They put the offense in good situations. And also, Myles Garrett is going wild on that defensive line. And he's the Browns' like defense is second in forced fumbles and fumble recovery. But
it's Myles Garrett. Yeah,
Myles Garrett's playing like a god this year.
If Nick Chubb didn't get hurt, that rushing game would be a lot better.
Well, the thing is, you could say that, but then they have Kareem Hunt. They don't even miss a step.
No, as I was saying, like now when he comes back, like Jesus.
Yeah. They really are set up for great. And it's like I said this last year, because you know everyone last year had them going to the Super Bowl and everything.
So on paper, it looked good.
It was on paper, it looks good, but the chemistry isn't there yet.
Now it's building up.
We were talking about. I remember like talking to like you about it in the gym, like specifically. We're like, give them a year and they'll make the playoffs. Yeah, I did go to the gym at one point in my life.
This year they look a lot better.
I remember that. I don't know if you told that to me or vice versa.
But I think I was telling it to you, but like you were agreeing with me. It was simultaneous.
They need time. Here it is.
Sandy with Tampa and Brady. They just need time.
Yeah, but there's not a lot of time left.
He's a 2-year contract, so he has a year.
Maybe he could adjust to Bruce Arians' offense in the second year. Who knows?
Well, I mean, we could just skip to that, right? So Bears versus Buccaneers. All right. Do you guys think the Bucs are going to get back on track?
Of course.
Yeah.
I just think there's a little bump in the road.
They had a lot of injuries.
They're leading their division so far, at least.
The Saints are tied. The Saints are.
Well, they're all tied for first.
They're all tied for first.
Yeah, the Bucs, and the Panthers.
The Panthers are going to fall down, inevitably.
Yeah.
And then it's just going to be a competition between them two. And looking at the schedule, I don't know. It's looking a little rough. But they could do it. They could pick it up.
Bro, it's just like...
There's also just riddled with injuries.
Yeah.
I think Brady's finding out the grass isn't always greener on the other side.
I think I told Jerry either when we were on the trip to the Kansas City game or like recently that like I'm pretty sure he's missing being a Patriots because like it was just an easy division.
Maybe it's like, yeah. No, he told me that in the gym.
Oh yeah. So
the Patriots are just like a very like stable organization.
Yeah, like
exactly. And he's finding out the Buccaneers like not every organization is like
that. The team looks great. Like he has like receivers he can throw to, tight ends, right? But like.
Yeah, on the Patriots, you don't have someone picking up a penalty for getting in a fight like Mike Evans did last week.
No.
Doing shit like that. And it's just like, I don't know, like...
Yeah, you're not confused on fourth down. Like, which down is it?
Yeah, I know. Fucking Bill Belichick would make sure that he knows that it's like fourth
down. Like, get off the fucking field.
And then, obviously, like, their defense is pretty good. They're second in rushing defense, actually.
Who?
Nasty. The Bucks. The Bucks do have a
really good Patriots.
Defense.
I'm like, really?
No.
Yeah, the Bucks are looking pretty nice. The Bucks have my defensive player of the year. Rookie defensive
Devin,
player.
Antoine
Winfield Jr.
Oh, the safety?
Been doing nasty.
You said that?
Well, now.
Oh.
I'm saying this now.
I thought you said like the week one. Well, like, he fucking did it.
Chase Young got hurt, so like.
I can change.
You're wrong. No,
can I change mine because you know, Nick Bosa's not playing anymore?
No, we're talking about defensive rookie.
But now that he can change it, I want to change my defensive
Go
player
ahead.
Of the year.
Go ahead, do it.
All right. Who are you going to put? Who are you going to pick?
I'll come back to it. I'm not ready.
Right, my pick's looking pretty good.
Who would you pick?
Patrick Queen. Lit up Joe Burrow this week.
Oh, I thought we were talking about like
I did say
like, defensive, like not
no, defensive rookie.
Oh, okay, no, but I thought we moved on from it.
Oh, no, because I'm a player. You're TJ Watt, Myles Garrett.
Miles Garrett, dude. I called Myles Garrett too. Yeah,
you did.
TJ Watt.
TJ Watt, Myles Garrett. All right, next.
TJ Watt. Speaking of TJ Watt, was on the Pat McAfee show.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty cool guy.
He is.
I didn't watch the episode, but I know he's a cool guy.
He's a great guy.
I know he's.
A cool I just guy. Know it.
I text him all the time.
All right, guys. So we're gonna move on to the Chiefs versus the Raiders.
What a game.
Derek Carr. 11 touchdowns, 1 interception this year.
Someone had to beat them. I'm kind of happy it was Vegas.
Yeah.
Right? Because it's like...
It's pretty cool.
Because he's been struggling a lot in the stadium. Even before Patrick Mahomes, he's been struggling a little. But I'm glad he overcame it. I'm happy.
Yeah, it's crazy that the AFC West, like those teams are... Well, except for the
Broncos?
Yeah. The Chargers and the Raiders both put up a fight against Kansas City. Yeah, that Chargers game was pretty close.
That's the way it is with like most division games, unless it's like just one team's like embarrassingly bad, like the Jets.
Yeah,
right. Like most of the time, most teams will put up a fight just because it's like it's a rivalry week, so it's a little bit different. But like the Raiders just look really good right now.
Yeah,
and
they could be the wild card.
Yeah,
if the Chiefs won this game, I probably would have been asking, oh, are the Chiefs going to go 16-0? But like the truth is, their defense has looks pretty bad.
I knew someone would stop them. I didn't think it would be Vegas.
I think it
would
be the Raiders.
But I'm glad it is. Like, just because, you know, I like to root for them.
Yeah.
This is a Las Vegas Raiders friendly podcast.
You know, it was the same thing with the Bills. We're going to get into the Bills every week because, you know, Josh Allen.
It's a little iffy with the Bills.
Bro, you know, Josh Allen's the best quarterback.
I thought the Bills would be the one that beat the Chiefs.
I thought so, too.
I thought so, too. Right? But then we're gonna talk about this, like, obviously, when we get into our picks for next week. But, like, I don't think the Chiefs will lose twice. It's very hard
losing twice before they lost this game. I thought the Bills.
Yeah, because the Bills are just like Josh Allen's just that guy. I don't think Patrick Mahomes is a franchise quarterback.
Yeah, like
I listen to the Jets. I take all my football information from the Jets. You know what I mean? But no, speaking of Derek Carr, do you guys think he's the quarterback for Las Vegas' future?
Yeah. I've always liked him.
A year ago, I would have said no.
Bullshit. No, I'm joking.
I mean, last year I felt so bad for him. I had him on my bench for my fantasy final.
It's like, okay, you look at him when the years he had good receivers, when he had Amari Cooper and he had Michael Crabtree, right? His second year, he threw 32 touchdowns to 13 picks. Pretty good for a second year.
Yeah.
Right? He was an MVP candidate that year. I don't know if it was that year or the year after, but he threw 28 touchdowns and 6 interceptions the year after. Another really good year. I think he got hurt in one of those 2 years. That's why he probably didn't win MVP, but he took the Raiders to the playoffs. Then once you strip away his receivers, they took away Michael Crabtree. Who started declining at that point anyways.
Took away Amari Cooper.
Amari Cooper, like, the thing with Amari Cooper, bro, like, I don't know, like, he just has some games where he just disappears. I love Amari Cooper, one of my favorite players. But, like, he just has some games where he disappears, and then he was doing the Raiders, and John Gruden got tired of it.
Yep.
So he traded him away, and then he got stuck with nobody. They tried to give him AB, didn't pan out.
That would have been great.
Would have been great.
That would have been, that we're seeing now that would have been great. And like we said already, like, Henry Ruggs on that offense would have been AB, pretty much.
Yeah.
That's what they were trying to do. They're trying to build the offense and scheme it around AB. And last year we saw that. Like, they pretty much just didn't pass the ball unless they needed to.
Mm-hmm.
So, I like Derek Carr.
Me too.
Never understood why people said that the Raiders should trade him or get rid of him. Because John Gruden doesn't like him.
Because of John Gruden, I like him. That's a dumb reason. But trading him away, it's like...
I didn't understand why they picked up Mariota. Oh, I thought it was dumb.
And just have someone reliable on the back.
But, like, he didn't do that bad last year.
No, but they weren't, like, threatening him.
It's just having someone reliable.
It's like, well, look at the Cowboys with Andy Dalton.
Yeah.
Just in case.
All right, so now Jaguars versus Texans.
Haha. Do you guys think the Jaguars?
Oh, yeah, it's just pathetic. But, like, do you think the Jaguars are going to start tanking for Trevor Lawrence?
Nope.
I think the Jaguars are trying to tank, but Gardner Minshew isn't.
Yeah, he isn't, for sure. But it's like there's only so much one man can do.
Oh, of course.
I mean, James Robinson. But then
again, this is the man, the myth, the legend, Gardner Minshew.
The Minshew.
All right.
I mean, James Robinson, besides this week, has been playing very well.
Fucking savage.
But this week, he was just fucking garbage.
Hey, but you guys know what? You guys know what Vincent Van Gogh would tell the people that said that he couldn't be a good painting?
Can't hear you.
I can't hear you. All right. So then again, we're having this talk, but then again, he doesn't believe that talk. I just think, like I told you guys, if he wins 4 games, keep him.
Yeah. Right?
The thing is, if he ends up in a situation where they end up with the number one pick.
That's what I hate. Don't set him up for failure, bro.
Exactly. It's, like, it's not fair to him.
Because I like this guy. It's the same thing I've kind of said with Sam Darnold, because I've started to like feel bad for him.
Oh, yeah, I do feel bad for him.
Right? 100%. So it's just like, don't do this. Like,
no, we talked about that last week. Like,
don't do this.
Or the last time I saw you guys was just like, why would you put Trevor Lawrence in the same situation you're putting Sam Darnold in?
Because they're fucking idiots.
It's not going to work.
Because they're idiots.
Yeah, it's not going to work.
So fucking dumb.
They should just trade the pick. Like, it's
that's
like,
no, yeah, that's what I told you.
No. Like, draft him.
I say you trade pick for players. Like, it's just so dumb.
You don't know how fast I'd buy a Jets jersey?
If that happened. The minute the draft starts, you just
I'd
like,
never, whoop. I'd never.
Pre-order it.
I'd have to. By committee, I'd have to.
Well, okay. I've said this many times before. 30 jerseys are bought on my behalf, and then 31 would be the Jets, 32 would be the Seahawks.
You buy a Jets jersey over a Seahawks jersey?
That's
bold. I hate the Seahawks.
Yeah, but you would prefer a Jets?
You know, but like I said that, and then I thought about DK Metcalf. I was like, you know, I take a DK Metcalf jersey. Even though those light green jerseys that they were wearing on Sunday night were fucking terrible.
I like the Color Rush one where it's just like
green. It's just the light green, yeah. But the light green with the blue was horrendous.
I really don't like the jerseys. I think they should redesign them. Because they just look like a blue version of the Bucks old jerseys, in my opinion.
Yeah, but they're nicer. The Bucks old jerseys were disgusting.
I
guess, yeah.
I mean, because blue is a nicer color than red, in my opinion.
Blue works more.
That's it. That's literally it. Anyways.
The old Bucks jerseys were a mess. Let's talk about this now. She brought it to the floor.
Okay, bro.
The light orange on the red, colors.
The creamsicle?
On the red numbers and the gray outline. There's just too many things going on with that old Bucks jersey.
But the creamsicles are fire.
Oh, just the orange ones? Like the throwbacks? The throwbacks are fire.
Fire.
Yeah, okay. I agree. All right. So now that we've talked about that,
okay,
we got to talk about the other game from Game 5 that stood out. Steelers versus Eagles. Are the Steelers overrated or the Eagles getting it all put together?
I don't think either of them. I think it's just like a luck.
I think the Eagles are putting it together.
No.
Even though their defense this week took a step back. But I think Carson Wentz is getting adjusted to the receivers somewhat. Travis Fulgham.
I don't blame
number one threat.
God, Travis Fulgham. Bro, Travis Fulgham was stressing me the fuck out, bro. Jesus. But I'll let you say your opinions before I opinionate.
All right. It's just you got to think, bro. Going into the camp and everything, Carson Wentz hadn't played with these guys. He's playing with DeSean Jackson and Jalen Reagor, who are nowhere to be found now because they're fucking both hurt. They're hanging out in IR. Now he's with these practice squad receivers. He played their first game last week, and he threw a touchdown, the game when he touched down to Travis Fulgham. And he comes back this week, and he threw two picks or whatever, but it was against a good defense, so can't really hold him against him. And he's still playing with relatively unknown bad guys. I feel bad saying that.
But bad guys.
They're not.
To think the Eagles could have had DK Metcalf.
Oh,
bro. To think.
Don't even get me started with this. Oh, my God. They saw DK Metcalf, and they're like, all right, this man's perfect chiseled body can't run, can only run in straight lines. So we're going to take JJ Arcega-Whiteside, who can't catch. The man has butter sticks his fingers. It's
and then they
horrendous.
And then they had Aguilar on the second, right? Right across. It was just,
I don't understand it. And the thing is,
That's why they need AB.
This is where, GMs, just trigger me. How do you see this as your wide receiver situation right now? And then you see AJ Green, who we know is a really good wide receiver, right? Mm-hmm, he's having a bad year this year.
Yeah.
But how do you just not go trade for him? At least see if there's something there. You don't have anything going for you now.
I don't know. I just love him. He when the interception, he was just watching out for the Raiders player. He's like, I got you. Yeah, he was trying to set up a block or something.
Bro, that shit was hilarious. You see that Raiders just running to nowhere.
He was trying to get a defensive highlight reel like Julio.
I was like, where is he running? But no, bro. But it just makes no sense to me. How do teams that have no wide receivers? We just talk about it. Look at Derek Carr. When he has a good wide receiver, he plays better. You can't put blame on Carson Wentz when he doesn't have anybody to throw to.
Exactly. Which is another reason why it's I think Matt Ryan's a little bit praised higher than he should be because he has fucking Julio Jones. You know what I mean?
No, he's played with Julio Jones his entire career. Now he's Calvin Ridley.
Exactly.
Same thing. The fuck? And it's Patrick Mahomes is nasty. I'm not saying he's not nasty, but the truth is he is better because he has Tyreek Hill. And
exactly. That's why I've always said if you put him in the Bears system, he wouldn't replicate the same way.
Yeah, he would still make the plays. It just wouldn't be with it wouldn't be 50 touchdowns his first
year. Yeah, it's not MVP. Exactly. It's not Super Bowl.
No, it's not.
Yeah.
But that's the thing. But the Steelers game, it's fine. It's fine.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm just saying it's the Eagles because I think the Steelers are a good team.
I mean,
I think the Steelers are a good team. I think the Eagles we've talked about this on the road trip. I've heard other people say it. The Steelers defense gets too comfortable sometimes, and that's why they allow them to score a lot.
100%.
Well, I mean, Miles Sanders had that 77-yard run too.
And I'm gonna put the blame fully. If there's anyone to blame on the Steelers, that's Keith Butler, the defensive coordinator, putting 5'9" Mike Hilton on 6'3" Travis Fulgham.
Travis Fulgham.
That's gonna work. That's gonna be perfect. And you see it. Once you made the switch to Joe Hayden, it's oh wow, look, a pick. who'd have thought, right? who the fuck would have thought?
You see, the reason the Eagles didn't pick DK Metcalf was because they knew that pairing DK Metcalf with Travis Fulgham would just be destruction. It'd destruction. Be unfair.
Dude, fun fact, Travis Fulgham got signed to the team, I think, last week.
Yeah, exactly.
Which is hilarious.
Got the game-winning touchdown.
It's hilarious, bro. And I don't know
how hard that is for a quarterback? To see a guy, 1 week and be all right, bro, I guess I'm throwing to you. It takes, a rapport. Fucking Dak has been playing with Amari Cooper already for, This was their third year?
I think so.
Yeah. Maybe Michael Gallup this is their third year, too. it's like it takes a while for you to like get like accustomed to receivers and like how they run routes, where they're gonna be, where they're gonna be placing the ball. Mm-hmm. It's like you gotta think his best receiver is Zach Ertz because he's been playing with Zach Ertz since his rookie year.
That's why
Zach
Ertz is playing like garbage. AB thrives so much in the Steelers.
Bro, that's just a lot of like the defense is just being like, oh, he has one weapon. Yeah. Let's just put everybody on him.
Let's put all eight of us on this guy.
Yeah. And also that also could be the offensive coordinator being like, oh, we're not going to pay this guy. So let's make him look really bad.
It's like, why would you pay this guy?
There's multiple things going on in that.
Yeah. I mean, it's why AB shined. I think they had 8 years together.
Yeah, exactly.
Like
eventually he's going to do something. Mm-hmm. Exactly. They're going to keep someone around for 8 years. They're not doing anything.
I don't know. I think the blame is on the the defense gets a little too comfortable sometimes. Right? We weren't ever in a deficit.
No.
We were up or tied.
Yeah, you can thank Chase Claypool for that.
God,
the greatest wide receiver in Steelers history.
Greatest wide receiver in Steelers history, bro. Dude, I remember seeing that pick last
year. I genuinely think you guys should use the rest of the games after they posted that TikTok.
Fuck you.
Oh my God, Jesus.
Fuck you.
That was so embarrassing.
Bro,
and they tagged a 16-year-old.
Oh, no. Oh, yeah.
Charlie, do we do it right? Excuse me.
That's
a sex offender case right there.
Oh, we're not going to talk about that. But I remember seeing that pick and I was like, damn, what a worthless pick. Look at us now. I genuinely thought I'm like,
you don't need fucking receivers.
I mean, I knew a receiver was going to get picked. But I was like, I don't think it's the biggest need.
He's from Notre Dame, right?
He
looks pretty nice.
I mean, excuse me, Notre Dame.
Notre Dame. Right.
You uneducated swine.
All right, guys. So you guys have both given your top 10 teams.
Jared has, too.
Previous.
And Jared has.
It's your turn now.
It's my turn now, right? Because I wanted you guys to be here to react my top 10.
I
want to
see this. I'm so glad you waited for us because I wanted to be here for this.
I thought you would do it with Jared, I'm going to be honest.
No. I wanted to hear his.
Go.
All right, number 10, we got the Raiders.
Nice.
Said this multiple times already, but Henry Ruggs makes that offense completely different.
He does.
Stretches the field, makes Josh Jacobs a better running back, helps Derek Carr. Receivers do help quarterbacks be better. And then that defense just looks pretty good.
No way. I didn't believe that.
It's a team that's reestablishing itself. I'm excited
for sure. And their defense is looking a little bit better now with Jonathan Abram. He was supposed to be a rookie last year, but he got hurt.
Mm-hmm.
And Hard Knocks is a really good big hit. The one who needs to wake up is their first round pick from last year, like Abram was one of them. Josh Jacobs was the other. But the first pick that
Clemson
they made.
Clemson Farrell, something like that?
Cleveland Farrell from Clemson.
From Clemson. Jesus.
Sounds like a riddle. Yeah.
That D-line is good, but it's not because of him. It's because actually like their fifth round pick from last year. I think his name is Max Williams or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Or Max Crosby. He's the one that's getting a lot of the sacks, and he's the best defensive lineman on that.
Clemson Farrell from Clemson. Yeah.
Cleveland Farrell. He's kind of been a bust. I know Raiders fans hate him because he kind of does nothing, but that's
he was taking fourth overall.
I know, and he was the third defensive lineman from that Clemson like line that was picked in the first round, and he was the first one obviously to go because he was picked fourth, and he was the worst looking one out of all three.
I remember this.
It was like the one from the Dolphins that looks really good, Christian Wilkins, and then I think it was Dexter Lawrence from the Giants. I think the third one. Perfect. And I remember seeing all their highlights. I was like, dude, that guy that went up four looks pretty trash. And it's turned out that way, but let's hope that he's able to turn it around.
He got the dud.
All right, number nine, we got the Bears.
The Bears.
Didn't want to put them too high because they're 4-1.
Yeah, but it's like you don't want them.
But I didn't want to put them too low
because they're 4-1.
Because they're 4-1.
All right, so it's like, you know, we had to find a compromise. I compromised at 9. Nick Foles is making the offense look a lot better now with Allen Robinson, obviously. He's throwing for more yards, even though they didn't put up that many points against the Bucs.
Yeah, Allen Robinson did not have a touchdown. Just caught a lot.
That's an issue.
That is an issue.
Big issue.
Yeah, but the team in general just looks pretty good. Khalil Mack balling out like always. Defensive line doing nasty.
I've always had a soft spot for the Bears for no reason. But I'm just like, aw.
So cute.
That Bears.
So cute.
All right, we're going number 8. We got the Browns, baby.
Oh, good.
Going back to
Dog Cleveland. The Browns.
Dog pound.
Right, I just think they have probably the best run game in the NFL. They have literally what the Ravens had last year, their run game. Just without the quarterback throwing in.
They probably have the best backfield.
Yeah,
I think.
First in yards, like I said already. Second in yards per carry. Very dominant. So obviously they have a pretty good offensive line to be able to block for those running backs.
Mm-hmm.
And opening up the passing game for Baker Mayfield, they just need to figure out their pass defense. But very solid team.
Nice.
I like
pick.
What I'm seeing.
What's
number
next?
7. We're in the Rams. The Los Angeles Rams, baby. You got Aaron Donald, Jalen Ramsey, Jared Goff leading this team to a 4-1 record.
They're just this so many times on the show, but they're looking like they're 2018.
Yeah, they are looking like 2018. And like in general, they're just like a really well coached team.
Yeah,
and they're love Sean McVay. Winning games cool. that they have to. The only loss of the season was against the Bills, who are going to be in this list, but later.
A valid loss.
Yeah,
it's very close. So I like what I'm seeing from them. Number six, got the Ravens, baby.
Baltimore.
Baltimore.
Baltimore. They're lower on this list than, like, I think a lot of you guys had him on, but I just think Lamar Jackson's not. Fuck, where I need to sneeze.
I think he's overrated.
Lamar Jackson isn't overrated.
I think he's overrated. We
literally talked about this last.
Like, yeah.
Last
I don't time. Think he's overrated.
He's overrated, but that's not. That's
he's pretty good for a running back.
All right, he's pretty good for a running back. I think you want me to be honest with what I think is happening this season. He it's got into his head that people say that he's a running back.
Yeah,
and he's trying to prove that he can throw, and he's not able to throw.
Yeah,
That's
100% what's happening.
That's valid. That's so valid.
Yeah, so it's getting into his head, and like they need to figure that out because they're trying to have him throw too much.
Or I think Harbaugh's just like trying to prevent an injury. Because if that's he just keeps too. Running, he's just going to get smacked.
Oh,
bro.
Yeah. There's going to be like fucking happened to Joe Burrow this week. Literally. Even though I didn't think that hit was that big. The hit against the Eagles was the best.
That was horrible.
Ooh,
but
you know what bothers me about Baltimore?
Go ahead.
What? Is that, and we talked about this, every time they have a lead, they take out Lamar Jackson. They
put in
RG3.
Bro,
that bothers me so much.
That bothers me as a fantasy owner. Like, so much.
Yeah.
Why? RG2's just that guy. He came in, he made a play.
Oh, shut up, bro. That's why I got rid of him just
he
now.
He made a play for the Washington football team.
It bothers me so much.
I mean, they only do that. I mean, they do that like usually when they're up by like 30 points going into the fourth quarter. Why are you going to put him out there?
But still, why not?
Because he's going to get hurt.
Well, he's going to get hurt any other game.
No, he's not going to get hurt.
You never
okay,
know.
Okay, if he gets hurt in a game where it's competitive, it's different than getting hurt in a game where you're up by 30.
As a fan, I'd be pissed if I go see, I pay for a game and then.
No, because you saw three quarters of Lamar Jackson balling
out. But I paid for
out.
Four quarters of football.
I paid for four quarters of football. You didn't pay to see.
That's RG3. True. I mean, it would buy. Like, can you imagine if you go to like a Lakers game and LeBron just like stops playing after like halfway through the third?
I mean, if
you go to
a blowout, that happens. They take out LeBron.
Yeah, but that's boring.
The only reason they didn't take out LeBron in the finals because it was the finals. But in normal blowouts. They take out their star players.
Nah, I don't like that.
I don't like that.
No me gusta. Right. What's
number
next?
Five. Going to Steelers. You got them.
Steel City, baby.
Steelers.
That steel curtain.
Only reason they're not higher because they're a very dominant team. They obviously have a really good defense, really good offense. Chase Claypool establishing himself as the number one.
God, jeez.
Right?
It's scary but for Juju, but.
In total, all the teams that they have beat have three combined wins.
That doesn't
not
matter.
Acceptable.
Doesn't matter.
That's fucking terrible. They played pretty terrible teams.
But they're still 4-0.
They're still 4-0, so that's why they're at number 5.
Still 4-0.
That's slandering them. Right? But they're not better than number 4.
It's number 4.
The Buffalo Bills, baby.
Follow.
Only reason they're not higher is because we haven't seen them play this week yet, because they do play tonight. Mm-hmm. But Josh Allen playing out of his mind right now, bro.
Oh, they're playing right now, actually.
Oh, for real?
It's 7.
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus. Stephon Diggs, please catch some touchdowns.
We need Joshie to show up tonight.
AJ Brown, please.
It could happen. It could happen. 60-point
performance.
Since John Brown's not playing, it could happen for Stephon Diggs.
Very possible.
Because lately he's been doing the same thing what happened with Allen Robinson. Just a lot of yards. No touchdowns.
AJ Brown needs to get shot.
Either way, that offense is very dominant.
I like
defense hasn't been too good, actually, for the Bills. But they've been top 5 in years past. Should be able to put it together. I know Tre'Davious White isn't playing tonight. Okay. But if everyone's able to stay healthy, should be able to find themselves as a top 5 again.
Yep.
All right, we're going to number 3, Kansas City.
Kansas City?
It's hard for me. Like, okay, yeah, it's one loss, but, like, whatever. Like, I'm not going to put them lower than 5
because
of one loss. But the truth is, like, their offense is still dominant, always flashy, still probably the best offense in the league.
Mm-hmm.
Defense has made no improvements.
Yeah, it's looking a little...
It's looking a little rough.
A little lackluster.
They didn't improve after their Super Bowl this year. They kind of just stayed the same. So... They didn't make moves there.
Yeah, it won you the Super Bowl, so.
If they ain't broke, don't fix it.
It won the Super Bowl, but that's not the reason that they won.
But it's also like teams will adjust, so it's like.
Yeah, exactly.
You need to fix.
Yeah, you need to at least.
I mean, the only thing they added was a running game now with Edwards.
Slide. Yeah. Edwards and the truth is, they haven't even been showing that.
Yeah,
so much.
They had the first game was like the season opener, and that was his best game. After that, it's just been like decent performance. Okay.
Yeah, it's been pretty trash.
Which is why I should be able to trade for him.
We're in the Green Bay Packers.
The Packers.
Green Bay.
All right. Green Bay is just super dominant. Aaron Rodgers, another one of these quarterbacks, is playing out of their mind right now. All right, you got Aaron Jones, and that defense showing up pretty good.
Green Bay looking like a Super Bowl.
The only reason they're not number one is because they didn't play this week.
That's right.
If not, I think they're a better overall team than the Seahawks. Seahawks, last and pass defense. So that's my number one right now.
The Seahawks
are number one. Their pass defense is pretty terrible, but also it's also because they take leads and then... Same thing. They just play prevent defense and give up a lot of yards. Mm-hmm. That's one reason why. But Russell Wilson's playing out of his mind. That offense looks unstoppable.
DK Metcalf
is establishing himself as probably like a top three receiver in the NFL.
And we like that.
He's a god. And then for the defense, Bobby Wagner's there. Jamal Adams has been hurt.
Mm-hmm.
But in total, it's not terrible. Their pass defense is pretty terrible, but they're pretty good against the run. So it balances out. So that's my top 10 list.
We like that.
It's a solid list.
So we're going into our week 6 games now. Make our predictions. Who you guys got on... Well, we don't have any Thursday night games this week.
That's right. That's so
weird.
It's
very
strange. Yeah, there's no Thursday night game.
No.
What?
It was supposed to be the Chiefs and Bills, right?
Which is a banger. Like, let's get out of that.
Yeah, but then they'd have to play two games in 2 days.
Yeah.
So
they moved it to next Monday. We have two Monday night games. Well, it's not technically Monday night. It's Monday at 5 o'clock.
Monday afternoon.
So we have no Sunday night games. I thought they were going to move to Saturday, which would have been fire.
That would have been awesome. What the fuck? That's so cool.
Now we got two Monday games, so whatever. We'll take it. All right. So now our first game of the week, Broncos at Patriots. Who are you guys taking?
Patriots.
If Cam's playing, the Patriots.
Not even if Cam's
playing. It's easy to leave the Patriots. But if Drew Lock's playing for the Broncos?
Could be a close one.
I'm going to take the Broncos.
I'm taking the Patriots. For that reason.
Without Cam, they looked pretty terrible last week.
Oh, my God. If you got to put in Stidham, bro. You got
to
put in
Stidham. Oh, you have to play Stidham. Stidham threw a pick, but it wasn't even his fault. I didn't see the second pick, though.
There was two?
Yeah,
I was at that game. What the fuck?
I know there was two because that's what the second one was where that guy got pissed off and left, but I can't
remember. The second was the pick six.
Uh-huh. Right, either way.
Either way, that's fine.
Quarterback situation, a mess for the Patriots without Cam Newton. It's almost like backup quarterbacks are worse than the starters.
Who would have thought?
Not me. Breaking news. All right, so we're going with the Broncos in that game. All right, Houston at Titans. Who you guys got?
The Titans. Bro.
Easy. Yeah. Titans. Well, no. Based on what we know now, they just scored a touchdown in the first drive. Titans.
Yeah.
All right, Cleveland at Pittsburgh.
I'm choosing Pittsburgh. But it's going to be a fucking...
Going Cleveland.
It's going to be a high-scoring game.
Because the thing is, like, the way Cleveland plays with that run-heavy offense, like, they're going to be able to take the ball away from Pittsburgh, like, just in time of possession. But now Pittsburgh can score in quick runs, but you're not giving Big Ben the amount of time that he probably needs to get into a rhythm. So, I'm going Cleveland. They're on a hot streak right now.
Pittsburgh.
Divisional game. Anything's possible. And again, with my luck, Pittsburgh's going
to
slap them.
Yeah. I've grown. I don't know why, but lately I've been growing to a really big Steelers fan. I don't know why.
It's because of this kid.
No, I just
same thing happened to me last year.
I keep like imagining myself being stuck in the Steelers.
Bro, all right.
Greatest team in the world.
Baltimore at Philadelphia. Who you guys got?
Baltimore.
Bro, I got No, I'm joking. I'm going Baltimore too. Like it's not even close.
I'm about to get
slapped. Now here comes a real banger right here.
All right, bro. This is probably a Super Bowl preview.
Divisional game right here.
This should have been the Sunday night game.
It should have been.
The Washington football team.
Versus the New York Giants.
Who you guys got?
I don't know.
Washington. It's
so bad. Like, right. I don't want to pick.
On one side, you got shit. On the other side, you got shit. Which one do you choose?
It's poo-poo and pee-pee.
And you have right two of the best offensive lines in football going against each other.
Exactly.
I actually
have the Giants.
I was gonna say the Giants. Yeah, I'm gonna choose New York.
The Giants just like their coach, and they always come out and the one thing you can never say about the Giants is they lack effort. I like them. I mean, I hope Daniel Jones is able to pull.
They put up a pretty good game against the Cowboys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So like, I think they can beat the Redskins.
No, they put up a good fight.
Whoa!
All right, guys. All right, we're taking resumes, please.
I'm gonna file my resignation today.
And Jared, you can come back to the show.
Yeah.
All right. So
Jesus,
I hope Daniel Jones is able to pull off a win. I hate the slander talk against him. He does fumble the ball a lot, but then again, it's kind of hard to work on your fumbling issues when you're being pressured every single time. It's not.
I want them to win so the Jets can continue losing.
Is that trying to fulfill your prophecy,
dude? This is on my kink right now.
All right, we got another banger next. Jesus. We got Atlanta at Minnesota.
Minnesota.
Under normal circumstances, I take Minnesota, right?
The thing is,
whenever they fire their head coach, tend to rally behind the interim head coach.
So I mean, Texas did win.
And also, the Minnesota pass defense is complete garbage. So yeah. Matt Ryan is going to abuse them.
But the Falcons defense is garbage, too.
But they both got pretty solid offenses.
Exactly. This would be a shootout. This would actually be a really exciting
but
game.
I think,
now we're talking about
it. Yeah, I'm actually going to be excited for this.
I feel like it's going to be a big blow.
It's funny because these teams don't even have a better record than the Giants and the Washington football team. But we know that these teams are better.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm going with the Falcons. We're rooting for them. Julio Jones, Calvin Ridley, Todd Gurley. The Vikings. Popping off.
Dude, Jesus Christ.
I love Todd Gurley now, brother. Oh, my God.
All right.
Arthritis, who?
Arthritis, who? All right, now we got another banger. We got Detroit at Jacksonville.
Detroit.
I'm a closet Detroit fan, but I'm a big-time Jacksonville fan.
I'm going to choose Jacksonville.
These are both my teams.
I don't want to root for Matt Patricia ever, but...
I'm just choosing Jacksonville because I have the running back, so I really want to succeed. I just think Detroit's a better
team. They're probably going to end up winning. It's not because of Patricia. It's not because of Patricia. It's because of the team Jim Caldwell put together.
I guess so.
That Patricia's going to win.
I guess so.
So we're going with the Detroit Lions. And next we got Cincinnati at Indianapolis.
I'm choosing Colts. The Colts.
Yeah, it's the Colts. The Colts are just a better overall team. Yeah. Philip Rivers is playing like garbage, but it doesn't really matter because the defense is so good.
Yeah.
It
doesn't matter. Defense is great. They actually have like one of the best O-lines in the league.
Do they really?
And... Yeah, Jonathan Taylor's a savage.
Yeah, so. Jonathan Taylor is really... I wish he would have been on the Dolphins, but we got our eyes on Travis Etienne now.
Oh, he's so a gangster, bro.
Travis Etienne's nasty. But yeah, Jonathan Taylor's pretty stacked.
So yeah, right. Colts.
Chicago or Carolina?
The Bears.
Yeah, the Bears. Even though I like Carolina, and if McCaffrey's back...
You guys are betting against Teddy Two Gloves? Don't worry, me too. Chicago.
Yeah, I'm choosing Chicago.
Yeah, Chicago just has a better defense, and like... Nick Foles isn't great, but that Carolina defense is pretty trash, so they're going to end up winning. All right.
Next team. Let's talk about another the game banger. Of the week.
We had a game at 4:05. We got the Jets at Miami.
You want to go? I want to go. You want to go? I really want to go to this game.
Versus Sam Darnold?
I really want to go to
that. No, I want to go to Miami. Well, the Bengals versus Miami. That's the game.
Are you serious?
Dude, we got to go.
Yeah,
we should go.
That would go, too. 100%.
Are you serious? There's
no fucking business.
I need to see the Jets, bro. I need to see this with my eyes,
I
see
the
bro.
Jets. I don't want to watch the Jets.
That's one of the games I've been in person. Jets versus Miami, I swear.
Bro, you think I want to see this? Like, no, but like I have to.
I have to
fulfill my destiny.
If I see them, if I go to this game, I see them, I'm going to count it as a Jets game because I never want to see the Jets again.
Nope. We still got to go to MetLife, best turf Giants. In the league.
For the Giants.
I've actually always thought about that, where it's like, since I want to go to every stadium, like, do I see every stadium or every team?
Because if it's every stadium, technically, by seeing the Jets or the Giants, you're fine.
And
the Rams
twice, Chargers. Trash twice. Why would you want to do that to yourself?
Well, I can see the Rams and the Chargers. And
stuff. No. But I'm talking about MetLife.
Oh, yeah. The greatest turf in the league?
Maybe you can just get lucky and just go to a game and just see them both at once and knock them out.
Yeah, like, what if like, I go one week into New York and then, like, for some reason, like, how the season started where the Giants were Monday night and then the Jets could be on Sunday and then... Bada bing, bada boom.
So why do you want to see the Giants so and those two teams like back to back?
All right, either way, we're taking Miami in this game.
Yeah, dude, we should go
by default. I'm taking Miami by default.
Yeah, it's not really because
I
want to
see how much the tickets are. But we're gonna keep talking about this.
All right, next we got Green Bay at Tampa Bay. It's probably gonna be a good game. Week, actually,
Green Bay, game. Tampa Bay.
I'm going Green Bay. Easy.
But I think it's gonna be a pretty good game.
I don't think so. I think Green Bay is going to knock them out. I think Green Bay is like a serious Super Bowl contender. That's why I'm literally saying that they're probably the best.
I'm not saying they're not.
I think Green Bay is going to win this game. Yeah, I was just saying it's going to be a close game, but I don't know.
I don't think so. They've literally just been dominating everybody.
Yeah, so. I don't know. I just don't like betting against Brady sometimes. But like...
Well, here I am. I'm cashing my $500 bet.
Would you be down to sit in nosebleeds?
Oh my God, I'm not going to this game. I'm
yes, please, please. No. It's $44. No. I'll pay for it. No. I'll pay for it. Let's go. Let's go, please.
I'll think about it.
Oh my God. Please. You want to come?
I don't want to go.
This is an EBS tax write-off.
All right, we got Rams at San Francisco. Who you guys got this game?
The Rams.
The Rams.
Rams, easy. The thing, all right, got to address this.
Here comes the bias.
Yeah, here we go.
No. I said Rams. Easy, easy, easy.
But you're going to address something.
No, but fucking Jimmy G getting benched. He didn't get benched because he played bad. He got benched because he was hurt. They literally said it.
Cap.
Really?
I can say what I want. I'm hurt, so I'm going to sit down, but I'm not really hurt.
No, it's the fact. Okay.
You think Paul Pierce was hurt?
Bro, all right? No. But like the thing with him is like when you have like a high ankle sprain like he had, whenever you come back and like you're not 100%, the problem you have is that like you don't plant your back foot strong enough and then you start sailing balls. And both of his picks were that he sailed the ball. So that's exactly what happened. It's obvious. And like the thing is like he was playing bad. I'll give that to him. But it was because of the injury. And then fucking he was getting blasted every single play. I don't know what the hell the offensive line was doing. Like, there was one play where I was like, oh, shit, bro. Like, this guy's out for the season.
They fucking murdered him.
He's in the pocket. And so like this. And then someone just came from behind, just fucking rocked him. And I was like, oh, no,
rip
no,
Jimmy G. They got him.
I was like, rip Jimmy G. So I don't know what the hell's going on with the offensive line. They don't even know if he's going to be able to play next week. Hopefully he's able to. I hope he's just get him to 100%. But the truth is, like, they're not going to bench him because, like, they know their backup quarterbacks are trash anyway. So yeah. It's like, what's the point of benching him?
Next, we have the Chiefs.
This is going to be a banger.
Versus the Bills.
Sucks that it's a 5 p.m., though. It's so weird.
It's like a noon game.
That's actually, I think, the same time we went to the Chiefs-Patriots game. Fun fact.
Well, it was 5 p.m. their time. It was 6 p.m. here.
Oh, really?
So it'll be 4 p.m. their time.
Ah, interesting.
Fucking idiot. No, I'm just
fucking interesting. Dummy.
No, but it was like the same concept where it was one was earlier.
Dummy. I want the Bills to win, but like we talked about earlier, I don't think the Chiefs can lose twice.
Yeah, I don't think the Chiefs are going to lose twice. I love the Bills. I want them to win again.
But if the Bills do win, I'm going to lose my mind. If
the Bills lose tonight, then would the Bills lose two in a row?
Ooh. Oh, jeez.
Who's going to take the streak? I got the Chiefs.
Yeah, I'll go with the Chiefs too.
I can't pick one. I can't. It's too hard.
Josh Allen versus Patrick
Mahomes. I'm going to pick the Bills just because I have Stephon Diggs. That's it. All my bias.
It's acceptable. It's acceptable. Then Cardinals probably would have been a really exciting game if Dak was hurt.
I'll say the same thing.
It might still be because Andy Dalton isn't a normal backup.
The Cardinals versus Cowboys. I'm not doubting Andy Dalton's skill.
I just don't believe in him yet.
Yeah, we got to see.
I don't trust Gingers.
Andy Dalton did take the Bengals to the playoffs multiple times. Mm-hmm. All right?
And he also got benched on his birthday. So.
Happy birthday, motherfucker.
That's so sad. Zach Taylor said, fuck you.
Hey, happy birthday, man. By the way, you've been
you're gone. Bro, I'm going to choose I got the Cardinals.
Yeah.
I hope Kyler has a great game.
Yeah.
We root for the teddy bear.
Yes, sir. Now we got a yes or no question. This is actually very simple because it's either you're stupid or you're not.
Yeah.
LeBron just won his fourth championship.
No.
Fourth championship and fourth MVP.
I'm answering your question before.
Is he the GOAT?
Look.
He's the GOAT.
He is the GOAT. We're just mad because the Heat lost.
I don't know if it's the Heat in the moment.
It is the Heat.
Yeah, but
he is the GOAT.
He's the GOAT. He's won everywhere he's gone. He's won on three different teams. He's been the Finals MVP on three different teams.
I guess he has more accolades than Jordan.
Fucking mad right now.
I mean, I get it. It's like he has more accolades than Jordan. He's a better athlete than Jordan ever was. Oh Jordan God. Was just so dominant in these times, but yeah,
he had freaking 16 playoff appearances, and the one year he missed it was last
year. He's never lost in the first round. Michael Jordan lost every year in the first round until Scottie Pippen got there.
He's been to 10 finals, and at one point he went to 8 straight in the row.
Exactly.
That's just crazy.
It's insane.
I get it.
The only thing people are going to say for Jordan is because he's 6-0. That's the only thing. No, and
then people were like, oh, he didn't make the playoffs last year. He had the Lakers last year.
He had Lonzo Ball.
No. Wait.
That's it. That's all I got to say.
He had the Lakers with Lonzo Ball and Brandon Ingram and like all those guys who are decent, but they're not playoff guys because they didn't make the playoffs this year, right? He had them in fourth place in the West. The toughest conference was everyone said that he wouldn't be able to make the playoffs in, right? Mm-hmm. He gets hurt for 18 games. They go 6-12 and out of the playoffs. How is that LeBron's fault? And then he rushed
back. He shouldn't
have
gotten hurt.
Yeah, I agree.
What an idiot.
Michael Jordan wouldn't have gotten hurt.
Michael Jordan wouldn't have gotten
hurt. He'd just be like, no, I'm not hurt.
No. The doctor comes and is like, oh, you tore your hamstring. And he's like, no. And like, I guess so.
Yeah, but like, the only thing people can say for Jordan is that he's 6-0 and LeBron's 4-6.
Yeah,
but
that's
like,
the only argument
that's
you have for
the
Jordan
only thing you can say.
It pisses me
Jordan
off.
Wasn't a bitch.
All right, guys. We're taking in two new hosts.
Well, I said, I told him we watched, when we were gone, we watched what game?
We watched 2, 3, and 4.
Okay. Well, one of them. Okay, the one that he won. The only one that he won.
No, they won two.
They won 3-5. Okay. No, 3-5. 3-5. 3-5.
This was the first game they won. LeBron left the court like before the game finished.
Yeah, that's some pussy ass shit.
I told him this. I'm not agreeing. I'm not switching. But Jordan would have never done that.
Yeah, I don't want to be that guy. But
No. You see, but like that's bullshit too, right? Because Jordan was the one that was bitching about the Pistons doing it, right?
Yeah, but the Pistons were beating the shit out of him, bro.
Yeah. They were fucking physically hitting the shit.
Yeah, okay, you can say that. Like, yeah, they were way more aggressive in the 80s and the 90s, but the defense being played was actual trash.
No, but it was just fucking fist fights. Like, Isaiah Thomas and everyone, they left during the Eastern Conference. Like, I know what you're talking about.
It's not like he did it like... It's not like he did it if we won the championship. And LeBron wouldn't have done that if we won the championship. He would have gone off to Jimmy Shane.
I don't know.
I don't know.
He's done it multiple times already, and it's kind of annoying.
It's like, whatever.
Still won. But that's the only thing I have against.
Like, I feel like he would have walked away.
If
game seven and we lose game, and
he didn't do it to the Warriors. He's lost the championship.
This is a different championship, bro. This is a different championship.
No, I honestly think
he would have.
The only reason he left was because he was just going to like go count his. He's just texting Bronny. Oh, one more day at your life.
You got lucky, buddy. You got lucky.
You think these fucking Miami Heat are gonna hold me from beating?
No,
your
but
ass?
I honestly think if the Heat win, he would have done it.
Nah,
he didn't do the war. He didn't do it with the Warriors because he expected the Warriors to be in the finals.
He wouldn't have because he would have gone up to Udonis Haslem.
Nah, the way Haslem went up to him.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't know, man.
I don't think so.
I don't know.
Well, who cares? Like, that's not even fucking difference. Michael Jordan's the same guy that said that, like, he got motivation because someone didn't say hi to him in a restaurant. So get out of here. How petty can you be? That makes you the greatest of all time? I took that personally.
I love that.
And I took that personally.
And I love how he made shit up on his head.
Right. So, yeah.
That was fucking crazy.
Oh, great game, Mike. And he's like, what the fuck?
It's like, I took that personally.
Bro, you know, bro, and we're talking about petty, right? The Last Dance got a theatrical release.
It did?
It did.
It did. You know when? Last Friday.
How the hell do you, like...
How did I miss that?
How do you watch that in the theater?
I guess it's, like, per episode.
I don't know, but, like, yeah.
It's expensive.
No, but he released it the day LeBron was supposed to win his fourth ring. Think about that. And also, he okayed Adam Silver to use the footage for The Last Dance when LeBron was doing his championship parade with the Cleveland Cavaliers. Think about these things.
No,
Michael Jordan knows what he's doing.
But that's expensive because it's like 10 episodes.
Yeah,
$10 a ticket.
I thought about that too.
It's $100.
It's $100
to watch something that's free on Netflix.
Yeah, but it's a big screen.
Right.
It's kind of cool.
Either way, LeBron's the GOAT. There's only one right
but
answer
here. But it's $100.
Born in Akron, and trust and like
4-4-4.
What?
The kid from Akron.
Kid from Akron.
He's 4-4-4. Four championships, four Finals MVPs, and four regular season MVP.
Mm-hmm. He's a god, right? But now we're talking about the other team that was in the finals this year. Our hometown Miami Heat.
The better team.
They surpassed many people's expectations this year.
Everyone's.
A lot of people, I see a lot of things on Twitter going crazy with the moves they want to be made. What moves do you guys want to be made?
Gallinari and Ibaka.
I've been seeing that.
I what the hell?
I want Gobert.
Okay. No. Shut your mouth.
Listen.
Okay.
Get out of here. We need someone to stop AD.
Here's the thing.
Bam.
I think we should get Serge Ibaka.
The thing is, Ibaka's not that much. Well, I think, is Ibaka 7 foot? The thing with, okay, I think Ibaka's a better fit than Gobert. Because like once I saw it, like, yeah, that made a lot of sense.
But right? I think Ibaka's too old already.
He is old, but then again, like that'd just be like a cheap thing. But he's still really good on defense.
He is 7 feet.
He is? All right, so that'd help us a little bit. But the thing is, he's a better fit
he's
on 31. Offense because he can shoot threes.
Like, he's 31.
He can shoot threes, though.
You see,
so that helps us a lot. I don't want us to get Oladipo or DeMar DeRozan, though. Fuck that.
I think Oladipo is actually a given, honestly. I think that's just like inevitable. As much as I kind of don't like it.
I don't like those two.
MCU can't be saying inevitable like that. Don't just drop it like
Jesus
that.
Christ. But I really hope. Like, I know I talked to C19 about it, and C19 really wants Gallinari, which I get it, right? But it's like, I really want Serge Ibaka. I think that would help the team so much.
You see, I didn't pick a player in specific. I just said we need a better defense, like a second defensive big man.
Yeah, we were getting eaten up on bit on.
Yeah.
On I feel like that's the team's 18. Goal now. Yeah, I feel like that's the team's goal to go back and beat the Lakers once more.
If we get Ibaka, then I think we go back to the finals.
Yeah, pretty much. Because like if when Bam's not playing, we don't have like Olynyk's not
the
guy.
I mean, the next big man that we'd probably get would be Giannis, but we got to think about now. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's like. Yeah.
I that's why I don't want us to get Oladipo because I feel like
that's just a waste of space.
Yeah,
yeah, and we don't really need him.
Like Olynyk's a good shooter, but we need him to be defensive.
We have plenty of shooters. Yeah. If you want to bring experience, then sure, but
he doesn't even have championship or playoff experience.
Exactly. Like
he's just been
in the league longer. Yeah. He's been running around longer.
Yeah, so it's like, and also he's just taking up minutes that we could be giving to Duncan Robinson or
the greatest
Tyler Hero,
on
the greatest shooter on earth, Tyler Hero or Kendrick Nunn. Hey. Was nowhere to be found throughout most of the bubble, but in the finals, played really solid minutes.
But I still think he's out the door.
None better. None so horny.
None so horny.
You know, everyone horny. I'm liking what I see. That guy showed up in the finals.
I still think he's almost out the door, though.
You think so?
I feel like he's like the...
Oh, yeah. If we're going to trade one of them, it's going to be him.
Like him, Kelly Olynyk. Like certain players are there, like, basically out the door.
It sucks. Because Olynyk did give us good minutes.
And he did have good games, but, like, we don't need a shooter. We need a big man.
Bam to step up.
We need more defensive big men.
That's the thing. Like and like
we
I
can't play small ball. We're doing what we're doing. What the Rockets are doing.
Well, it worked for us in game three, like the one that we like the first one that we went without Bam. And I was saying this to Jared because in a way we do match up better with the Lakers when we were playing that small ball lineup. Because you had we started off with Myers Leonard, but Myers Leonard could shoot threes, so he takes Dwight Howard out of the paint. Mm-hmm. So that takes him out of the paint. So in that sense, we match up a little better without Bam.
I think Myers Leonard should have got more minutes, man. I don't know. I think he's just
I think so too.
Very underutilized.
I said this to Jerry too, that I thought that we should have changed our lineup to have Myers Leonard starting.
Starting, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then just have him like
fight. He was starting for most of the season.
Yeah.
He was getting under Dwight's skin, and he was battling with him for rebounds. He's not great on defense, but the truth is, in that series, you had Bam on AD, so
yeah,
he would have been covering Dwight Howard, and Dwight Howard's not an offensive threat. They're just in there to just throw lobs to him, and he just gets putbacks. That's what he does now. But either way, good finals. Everyone said that this was the worst finals based off the first two games, but it shaped up. It became a really good finals.
It was fun, man.
Jimmy Butler, bro. All right. This is just something that I didn't even plan to ask you guys to ask. Where do you guys think he ranks in the NBA now? Shit. I think this has to put him in the top 10 players.
Oh, top. I don't know.
I think so. I think you have to put him where players have never even carried a team to the finals. Damian Lillard has to go into Jimmy Butler now.
If I was to put him at top 10, he'd be 10.
I'd be fine with that. I mean, as long as you're putting him in the top 10, I just feel like you guys, like, not you guys, just in general, people put a lot of people over him that just have never had this amount of success.
I don't think Damian Lillard's in the top 10.
I do.
He's never got to the finals.
I mean, like, okay, yeah, like, okay, good, who else would be in your top 10?
Okay, so it'd be LeBron. Okay, I'm not going to play them in order. I'm just going to say 10, okay?
I can give you an order.
So we got LeBron, KD, AD, Steph, Giannis, Kawhi, even though I fucking hate the guy.
You see, for the most part, all those guys have championships except for
Kawhi.
Giannis.
I mean, yeah, Giannis.
No, even Kawhi.
But that's that same argument. You know what I mean? I guess Giannis is a more dominant player. But like,
but he hasn't been able to get it done in the playoffs when Jimmy Butler has. It's not like Jimmy Butler won the playoffs and I'm like, oh, he has won championships, so he has to be above everyone. But Jimmy Butler performed on the biggest stage when a lot of these guys haven't. Damian Lillard got swept in the conference finals.
Then why would you put Giannis over?
I don't know if I'd put Giannis over him.
I think that's so invalid, though.
I mean, but the thing is, Giannis is getting shut down in the playoffs every year. Jimmy Butler isn't.
I mean, but
Jimmy Butler would have probably made the finals last year if it wasn't for a lucky shot by Kawhi. Let's be honest. The Sixers probably would have beaten the
Bucks. I don't think so.
It would have been close.
I just think the matchups were set. I mean, like, look, it's just, I get that they're, I just think they're just better players. Like,
that, I don't know, he's a baller. It's hard for me to, like,
and I don't want to, like, argue that. Like, I do partially think it's biased. I mean, I love Jimmy Butler, but it's like, at the same time, look, I can give you a top 10 right now. Like,
I'm sorry, I'm missing four. Okay, so let's say Jimmy Butler is, like, say it's 10.
Mm-hmm.
We got Harden.
But you see, Harden's another guy. Like, these
Harden's
guys
another better, guy, exactly.
Better numbers, but he's never done anything.
Okay, but like, how could you like invalidate? Like, I'm not the biggest James Harden fan, but I think he's a better player than Jimmy.
Yeah, he's a better scorer. He's not a better defender.
I mean, I guess.
And in the playoffs, now Jimmy Butler's had more success than him. Even though James Harden has had relatively good success, he doesn't get, but he does have a history of choking in the playoffs.
But I have Harden in there because he won MVP.
He has won an MVP.
Then would you put Russ in there?
No, Russ would not be in the top. Not anymore. Russ's prime is very short lived because he relied on his athleticism, but. He's lost a step, and he's been out in the first round of the playoffs every year until this year. So,
I don't know, man. Like, I'm not denying the top 10 thing, but it's like I'm just denying that argument right there.
I don't know.
Because you sound like you put him in top 5, and that's so invalid.
There's five players that have been Kawhi was what, Nick had him in like 5 or something like that.
I was just naming players. I don't have an order. Yet, so I can't.
You had five players right there who led their teams to championships. And I think, well, yeah, okay, let's see. LeBron,
AD.
Even though
LeBron, AD, KD, Steph, Kawhi.
Thing. I think AD's might be taking over for LeBron next year. AD's
clear number 2 right now.
No, I think AD is becoming the clear number 1, right? Fucking dude, the man can dribble like a guard, defends literally the best defender in the league, cuz he took on the job or whatever of guarding Jimmy Butler throughout the series. Mm-hmm. When Jimmy Butler had that 50-point triple double, Giannis wasn't willing to do that. So he's the best defender in the league right now.
Yeah.
He can score from literally anywhere. We're forcing him into bad shots, taking fadeaway mid-range shots, and he was hitting them. Leaving him open for threes, you can't do that. And he's 7 foot, so you have to put a 7-footer on him on the 3-point line. Man might be the best player in the league right now. But then you got LeBron. You got LeBron, AD, for sure. Those are the top 2.
KD.
I would.
Yeah.
You don't have KD in top 5?
I don't know.
You don't have KD in the top five. Okay, that's a little blasphemous.
Yeah, but like, blasphemous. I thought we were just strictly talking about this year.
We got Ryan Hollins
here. You want to talk about all time? I mean, how are you going to
all time? Like, talking about like just in the league.
Like just in the
KD's still in the league.
Yeah, I understand that, but he didn't play this year. I mean, because I feel like you're putting AD so high because of how he played this year. KD didn't play this year.
Yeah, because he did play this year, but KD's done it in the past. He's still playing though. It's not like
do you get what I'm trying to say?
I get what you're saying.
I get what you're saying.
Because if AD never went to Lakers, we wouldn't put him in the top 10.
You wouldn't put AD. You would not. No, put AD
I
top
would
five.
Put AD in the top 10. AD
I mean, top five.
AD was top five going. That's why everyone's saying, "Oh, LeBron's gonna win the championship this year because he's getting two top five players." AD wasn't top five.
I never considered him a top five.
I don't know about that.
He was.
I never considered. I knew he was great. I knew he was a good big man. I never considered him top five players in the NBA.
Nasty. He took he did take a big step with the Lakers though.
He did, but
it might be because he's on the Lakers. But I don't think so. I think he just got better because he was able to somewhat shoot threes with the Pelicans, but not like this. Now he's become like you can't leave him open.
Yeah,
he's gonna make him, and even when you cover him, he's still gonna make him. And then obviously he's on a bigger stage now. But the truth is, the Pelicans just never surrounded him with talent. All he had was Jrue Holiday. Jrue Holiday is a really good player. And then that one season he had DeMarcus Cousins, they made the playoffs and they won a round.
Yeah, could be.
80 top five. KD, number three, though.
Okay.
And then you got Kawhi. Kawhi choked this year, so that's one thing we can move him down for.
It's the same thing. Like, I don't know. I can't. I feel like you're ranking people off this year. So or I can't put KD top five.
But you're ranking up the most, I don't know the word for it. Fuck.
What?
Like, the last thing you saw from them. The last thing we saw from Kawhi was that he was in the thing. Last thing we saw from KD was that he was in the finals.
I guess.
Right?
Still kind of
number five.
Continue with the list.
Number five. So we have LeBron, AD, KD, Kawhi.
I don't know.
Would it be Giannis?
Steph. But then you see that I can't put Steph in the top five.
I probably wouldn't either, but we're playing on your rules.
Oh, my God.
We're playing on your rules.
No, it's just like players that played.
Okay, I guess. Yeah, go ahead.
Based on their careers.
All right, I'll rank it like that.
All right? Steph would be top five.
Steph? You put Steph over Giannis, really?
Yeah. He's won a championship. And he did win the championship the first year with
the
Mavis.
That's a weird argument. I don't know.
I understand, like, yeah, based on the numbers they put up. But then again, like, that's not Jimmy Butler's game. Just, like, scoring like that. Overall game, I think Jimmy Butler's probably better than all these guys. I mean, then again, James Harden might have a completely different year this year than we're used to him having. He's not playing with Mike D'Antoni.
I feel like James Harden's going to be that guy who was like always like a good like player but never made it to the finals.
He did make a final.
Yeah, but he got traded because
of the NBA final?
Yeah, he made it to the Thunder.
That's fucking right. I always forget.
Yeah, but he wasn't the main piece there. It was KD. But
I forgot about that. That's wild. I forgot that they all played in OKC together.
And they went to a finals.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They lost. That's so funny. Three MVPs.
That's wild.
Yeah.
That's crazy. I forgot about that.
Just food for thought, though. I don't know. I like that talk. All right.
I get it, but I don't know. I can't justify putting Jimmy Butler in the top five.
Top five?
No, not top five.
Top 10.
I was saying top
10. I can put him in top 10. I can't put him in top five.
I need five players that have championships.
All right, cool. That's fine. But like that whole little argument about like taking a team to the championship, I don't know. That's not too valid to me.
To me, it's like... Like
I can't rank
once
a player
they
so
get there
that.
And they lose. It's like you're playing against the best competition in the league. So it's like I don't think you can hold it against someone for losing a finals. I think that's very stupid. Like LeBron still got his team there. Like you can't hold that against him. He always lost against better teams. The only ones that are questionable are the Mavericks, and I don't know. He hasn't really lost. The first one he was supposed to lose. He fucking went with Agauskas and Mo Williams. So once you get there, like it's hard for me to hold someone against, like a loss against them. But never getting there is different than getting there and losing.
I guess.
You get me?
I see that.
I guess.
All right. So now we got in other news. All right. After winning the championship, J.R. Smith went on Instagram Live. And the world found out that they left Quinn Cook in the arena. This shit was the funniest fucking
thing. Make a U-turn.
It's just hilarious.
Come back.
J.R. Smith was like, yo, QC, where you at? And they're like, yo, we love QC. That's just hilarious. And then Dion Waiters was like, bro, you got to walk. Bro, the Lakers Instagram lives after the championship were just funny as fuck. Anyways,
yeah,
the one you sent with he was talking about Giannis. He was
It was JaVale McGee. He's like, he won it before the Greek Freak. That's so he's like,
y'all talking about the Greek Freak, but he got a ring first.
Yeah,
that's funny.
Crazy.
Nah, bro. But I love Dwight Howard, man. I'm so happy.
So happy.
I've never been that big of a Dwight Howard fan like you have.
I liked him,
but huge Dwight Howard fan. No, I support him, but not like you do. I know that's like your favorite player in the league,
right?
But I was happy. I was like crying, and he was like, you know, just
when I was in middle school, I used to have Dwight Howard's like shoes, right? He had three pairs in stores. The fourth ones were super hard to find. I couldn't find them anywhere. So I never bought the fourth ones. But the first three?
You have them?
Bangers. They're actually really nice, though. But, like, yeah. That was my favorite player. That's probably why. That was part of the reason why I started getting into basketball. Him and LeBron.
Really?
Yeah, I love
that
guy.
For me, it was just the big three.
I almost had, like, a fucking, like, crazy moment with him going to Washington and playing with John Wall. I was like, oh, shit. Both my favorite players on the same team. And this man had butt cramps the whole year and didn't play. You think I'm laughing. You think I'm joking. But he fucking actually had a butt injury and didn't play. But yeah, I'm so happy he won a championship.
How many teams has Dwight Howard been on?
Bro, I don't fucking know. I've lost count. The Magic, the Lakers, the Rockets, the Hawks, the Hornets. I forgot about the Hornets.
Hornets, yeah, yeah.
And the Wizards and now the Lakers. Oh,
six. You said them all.
Yeah. Six. I love that, man. I saw every Lakers game the first time he went there. I remember my uncle gave me the NBA League pass. It was just a lot of fun to watch. I felt bad for him because he actually rushed himself back that year because he tore his shoulder and he knew it going into the season. Mm-hmm. But he felt bad because he wasn't going to be able to play until January. He felt bad like holding the fans without like that he got traded there and he wasn't going to play for like the first 6 months.
Yeah.
So he rushed himself back and he had a bad year. But whatever. He's recovered.
Yeah, did you see the tweet? When he tweeted out like in 2013, he's like, I hope I can make it up to y'all, like Laker Nation, whatever. Yeah. And then he won the ring.
So nice. I like him. I never understood the people saying that he had an attitude problem. He never had an attitude problem. Wasn't it
with everything with Kobe?
Yeah, Kobe took things way too fucking serious, and that's not like him. You can win championships and not be fucking super like, oh shit, bro. Like, you didn't say hi to me in the restaurant, bro. I'm going to go fucking murder.
I'm going to take it personally.
Yeah, it's different mentality, you know, different strokes for different folks. But
it's funny you say that about Dwight Howard. You know, Kyle Kuzma looking pretty cute over there for Dwight, dude, you know what I mean? Can we talk about how useless Kyle Kuzma was in the finals, though?
I hate that he has a ring.
That him and Jared Dudley have rings.
No, bro, Jared Dudley, at least Jared Dudley's a nice guy, right?
I hate Jared Dudley.
Why?
He pisses me off.
He gives free tickets to fans every single game. I follow him on Twitter because of that.
Pisses me off.
Such a nice guy. He got a girl courtside like virtual fan tickets.
Oh, I'll say pregnant.
No.
Whoa.
He got her virtual tickets to the finals because she's like, oh, I'm a huge Lakers fan. Can you do this for me? And then he's like, oh, give me your email. And I was like, oh shit, that's fire.
Hey, Jared Dudley.
Jared Dudley's a goat.
I just don't like many Lakers players.
You remember how
Deion Waiters gets a fucking finals, bro? Get the fuck out of here about Jared Dudley.
Yeah, that's pretty stupid. Do you remember last year? This came to my head with Jared Dudley. You remember like what happened with Ben Simmons?
That's one thing that surprised me though. Like last year, he gave solid minutes to the Nets.
Yeah,
and he comes back this year. He doesn't play any minutes for the Lakers.
I guess the Lakers just had their team established.
Yeah, the truth is like they have a really good team, so it's like
exactly. Know. It's like the Nets, like I don't know, like
the Nets have in the locker room though. I'm happy you got a championship. At least
the Nets don't have like a bad team last year. Like they have the worst team, but they were just like, oh, you know, you can get more minutes than usual.
Yeah. All right. And now we gotta give a big fuck you to somebody out there in the internet. EDP 445, huge meme lord. Everyone loves this guy until this weekend. I don't know if you follow his burner account. His burner account actually said that, oh, I'm changing the account.
Yeah, because his burner account isn't actually his burner account.
Yeah.
It's like some guy. It's
Stephen A. Smith one. Yeah, it's not actually Stephen A. Smith, but it's just someone. But
he said he's going to rebrand to Shannon Sharp or Max Kellerman.
Oh, I'll see a Shannon Sharp.
I would love a Max one. But Shannon Sharp would be
cool. Shannon because Shannon's funny. But Max has some moments where he's a fucking savage. And I was talking to Jared about this, right? He fucking, like, you guys know who Ryan Hollins is? Like, he goes on, he used to go on ESPN. He hasn't gone on in a while, right?
Mm-hmm.
But he's like a lifelong backup center in his NBA career, right?
Okay.
So then, again, there's like one topic. I don't know what the fuck they're talking about. But Ryan Hollins goes, this isn't the NBA I started in. And then Max goes, wait, you started?
Oh, yeah.
And then he fucking did the shit to fucking Kendrick Perkins. And he's like, KP, you're 35? You're an old 35, bro. I thought you were born in 1935.
Yeah, Max. Shout out to Max. He's the funniest.
Either way, fuck EDP. He said that he was happy that Dak got hurt pretty much. I understood the context of it, and it was more for Cowboy fans than Dak himself. But he did say that he hoped it was a career-altering injury.
The video was worded really badly. What was said afterwards was just fucking idiocy. But
yeah, either way, fuck you. All right.
Yeah, that's it for that. Yeah. Fuck that guy. Oh, okay. thank you guys so much for watching or listening. Just make sure to follow our socials, _EB Sports, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube. You already know the business, and you know, see you guys next week.
All right, bye.
Ciao. Peace.